My guest at this time is David DeLeiden. He is the founder of the Center for Medical Progress. That's the organization behind the undercover video that has rocked the abortion debate over the past several days, in which Dr. Deborah Nucatola of Planned Parenthood is caught on camera very casually talking about how she dismembers unborn babies and then what they do with the body parts, including the harvesting of organs. The video certainly seems to suggest that Planned Parenthood profits off of sales of those organs. Planned Parenthood, of course, firing back saying that is not the case, and they're just donating tissue for research. We'll get into that in a little bit. David, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me on.
How did you know to go in this direction with this issue with Planned Parenthood? What did you know going into this conversation?
We actually knew very little getting into this entire project. The Human Capital Project that the Center for Medical Progress has just begun releasing to the public, this expose on Planned Parenthood's sale of aborted baby parts. Mm-hmm. This was ultimately a 30-month-long, long-term, comprehensive, in-depth investigative journalism study of this really troubling issue of fetal tissue sales within Planned Parenthood, which is the largest abortion provider in America. The last time that this whole topic ever really entered the public discourse was about 15 years ago, when Mark Crutcher out in Texas did a big expose on it about 15 years ago. And ever since then, it kind of fell by the wayside, and nobody's revisited it. But in that time, there's sort of been a renaissance of fetal tissue harvesting at Planned Parenthood clinics in about the past 5 years. So that was sort of the extent of our knowledge getting into this whole project. And really everything that we learned from the mouths of the abortion doctors and the Planned Parenthood leadership themselves. So we just listened and continued to add to the pile of evidence for 2.5 years.
What was going through your mind as this conversation unfolded, and not only what she was saying, but how she was saying it?
When you're doing investigative journalism research, when you're doing an undercover type journalism thing, it's really, you're not focusing on what you're thinking or feeling. You're just there to do the work and listen attentively. And that's how we train our investigators. And that's what they did for the entire duration of this project. And you can see the results yourself on YouTube.
And of course, it's the Human Capital Project. You mentioned it's a 30-month undercover operation. So just how much material do you have on Planned Parenthood?
We have dozens and dozens of hours of very shocking, troubling footage and admissions from within abortion industry, within the top levels of the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood, coming straight from the words of top level Planned Parenthood executives and officials and medical directors and abortion doctors. We have probably 100 to 200 pages of internal Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood body parts purchasers, internal documents about the practice. And we're beginning to release those on the document vault section of our website at centerformedicalprogress.org. We also have very compelling eyewitness testimony from people who were actually in real life involved in the harvesting of aborted baby parts at Planned Parenthood clinics. And all of that is going to continue to be released in the days and weeks ahead.
So there's obviously a strategy here in the order that you release this, anticipating what Planned Parenthood's reaction was likely to be following this first video.
Well, you know, I would say that the whole issue of Planned Parenthood's baby part sales is such a complex and multi-layered phenomenon that it's really important, especially in our 24-hour news cycle, to make sure that each piece of evidence gets a fair hearing and gets all of the attention that is due to it. And so that you don't actually, you know, lose the audience as you're trying to move forward and educate the public about everything that's going on. So I think there's a lot of good reasons why we roll the release out in the way that we do.
As of my last check, 5 states and 2 congressional committees are now looking into this. I'm sure you're pleased by that. Are you surprised?
You know, the count is actually up to 3 congressional committees now. The House Judiciary Committee and the House Energy and Commerce Committee are investigating, as is the Senate Judiciary Committee. So it's now 3 congressional committees and 5 states. And, you know, law enforcement involvement was something that, you know, we always contemplated and we always hoped for when, you know, from the very beginnings of this project. And I think that the response has been completely appropriate to the evidence that we released on Tuesday.
Of course, on Thursday, Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, released a video. There's 2 different clips here that I want to get your reaction to. First, of course, is her limited apology for the tone of the comments from Dr. Nucatola. Here's how she said that.
In the video, one of our staff members speaks in a way that does not reflect that compassion. This is unacceptable, and I personally apologize for the staff member's tone and statements.
What do you make of that being the limit of the apology?
You know, I think that's a pretty belated apology coming 3 days late from Planned Parenthood. And I'm also just curious what they think is compassionate about saving a baby's head for last or making sure that you don't crush a certain part so that you can sell it later. It seems to me like it's less of an apology and more of a kind of cynical last-minute excuse.
Another part of her apology, or not her apology, but her statement, dealt specifically with her argument that they don't profit off of this. They just donate tissue for research, and you've already explained how you're prepared to rebut that in the coming weeks. Here's what she had to say specifically about your organization.
We know the real agenda of organizations behind videos like this, and they have never been concerned with protecting the health and safety of women. Their mission is to ban abortion completely and to cut women off from care at Planned Parenthood and other health centers, and we will never let that happen.
What was your reaction to that?
You know, the bioethicist Arthur Kaplan had a really prescient observation just a couple days ago about this whole issue, that when a pregnant woman is coming into Planned Parenthood for an abortion or any other service, you're expecting, if Planned Parenthood is really a legitimate medical provider, you're expecting for them to put the interests of the patient first. But when, as the Planned Parenthood Senior Director of Medical Services says in the video, when they're manipulating the abortion procedure and changing things about their technique with the goal of just getting better body parts for sale, they're not putting the interests of the patient first. And so it's kind of ironic that Planned Parenthood would try and claim that when CMP is the whistleblowers trying to alert the public about that conflict of interest, it's Planned Parenthood that's really concerned about patient health. I don't think that fits.
Couple more questions for David DeLeiden of the Center for Medical Progress. David, another thing, we don't have a clip of it, but she did say it in the video, and it's been said in pretty much every statement by the company or by its defenders over the past several days, and that this was a secret video that was heavily edited. Obviously, you published the entire almost three-hour conversation with Dr. Nucatola, but what do you make of them focusing on those two aspects?
I think it's all they can focus on. I don't think there's been a single video that's ever been released that Planned Parenthood has not claimed was heavily edited. But from the very beginning, you know, we put the footage of the full conversation up on YouTube along with just the shorter summary version. It's really just a selection of the highlights, because otherwise it's a 3 hour long conversation. So everybody's always, you know, been free from the very beginning to take a look at both and draw their own conclusions about what really happened at that lunch meeting.
Back to the tone for just a moment. Did that surprise you, or does your experience with Planned Parenthood suggest that it generally is that casual, despite Cecile Richards saying that normally it's more compassionate than that?
The kind of conversation that our investigators had with Planned Parenthood's new director of medical services was pretty much mirrored in every other conversation that we had with their abortion doctors. And there were many statements made over the past 2.5 years that were even more shocking than some of it was said at that lunch meeting. So that says to me that perhaps the executive leadership of Planned Parenthood doesn't really know their abortion providers that well.
And lastly, how do you think this might affect the overall abortion debate? Obviously, you can influence it a lot more with whatever material you still have to release, but it seems that depending on where the debate is focused, if it's focused on rape victims, then obviously the pro-choice side seems to have momentum in the polls and certainly with media coverage. But when it comes to late-term abortions or things like what we saw in this video, the public seems to be very much against it. So how do you think this could potentially impact the overall debate?
Yeah, you know, I think that what the public is responding to is that there's a real paradox and contradiction at the heart of our abortion discourse and the way that abortion is done in America, because we, you know, according to our laws, the human fetus, an unborn child, is not considered fully human enough to be fully protected by the laws. There are some protections, but they're not protected from being killed by abortion. But at the same time, it's precisely because of their humanity that their body parts are so valuable for sale to biotech companies and for scientific experimentation. And that's why researchers hunt after their body parts like buried treasure. And it's a really disturbing paradox to a lot of people, I think, where we're saying that, that children are more valuable dead than alive.
David, a lot of people very much disturbed by what they saw this week, and you've certainly definitely added to this debate, and it sounds like you're going to add to it a whole lot more going forward. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me on.
David DeLeiden is the founder and president of the Center for Medical Progress. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.